Good afternoon. Sunshine has made a return across interior New York and New England as we are in between disturbances. That sun will continue through the afternoon, mixing with clouds as a system shears off well to our south and allowing temperatures to reach into the lower 50s on average for daytime highs. That same system will track to the east of Cape Cod tonight and then hook around the Canadian Maritimes and back toward interior New York and New England on Thursday and Thursday night. The result will be some sunshine on Thursday morning, followed by increasing clouds as the system draws closer from the east. It'll start to become breezy and remain on the cooler side with that breeze on Thursday afternoon with highs in the lower 50s. Showers will then spill into the region from the north and east, especially across easternmost New York and New England by the end of the day, and more showers are likely on Thursday night. The system will continue to pivot through the region and back down toward the south on Friday. Skies, as a result, will remain mostly cloudy, and we still run the risk of a few showers from this system on Friday afternoon. It'll remain breezy and seasonably cool with highs in the lower 50s again. That system will depart for the weekend. As a result, we'll be dry with a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday, a few degrees higher in the lower to mid-50s before reaching the middle and upper 50s on Sunday. On Sunday, the next front will approach from the west, so sunshine will give way to increasing clouds, and with that front approaching, there is the chance of some late-day showers to finish up the weekend. Early next week, a warming trend with a mix of sun and clouds and dry weather on Monday and Tuesday, highs will be close to the 60-degree mark. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today as this latest storm tracks off the East Coast and into the Atlantic, a cold front will sweep across Florida, tempering much of the above-normal temperatures. The low is expected to strengthen rapidly, but remain far enough offshore to keep the impacts low. Nevertheless, rain and windy conditions could continue over the Outer Banks of North Carolina through today, and rain and wet snow is possible over eastern New England through tomorrow. Meanwhile, active weather is expected for the Northwest, as an upper-level low will bring much below normal temperatures to the region. Widespread precipitation will fall mainly in the form of snow, except in the lowest elevations of the Northwest, where they'll see rain over the next couple of days. As the upper low progresses east, the snow is forecast for the Dakotas into western Nebraska by tomorrow. Snowfall amounts should be over a foot in the higher elevations of the Cascades, Northern Rockies, Wind River Mountains, Tetons, and Bighorn Mountains, but remain in the 2 to 6 inch range across the high plains. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the mid-50s, Boston cloudy in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the mid-40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 52 degrees, the average low, 32, the record high, 77, set in 1986, and the record low, 9, in 1923. Sunrise this morning was at 6:37 a.m., sunset this evening 7:22 p.m., 12 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 40s to around 50, becoming mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 50s. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning sunshine followed by increasing clouds, breezy in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy and breezy on Friday with a few passing showers, lower 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, dry on Saturday, lower to mid-50s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Sunday with a late-day shower possible, mid to upper 50s. And a mix of sun and clouds both Monday and Tuesday with highs right around 60 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.